The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
Good morning. We are gathered here as a covenanted community. We've traveled far and wide. We've taken roads traveled and roads less traveled. Yet we've returned here to this circle, this place of centeredness, on this singular day for this singular purpose. To reconstitute this covenanted community, to reconstitute our bonds with one another. Once again, for the first time, for all time. And now let us light our chalice together.
Flame of our faith, call us into the community of love and justice this morning and every morning.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Yes, it's good to see you too. Thank you for that nice hug.
You're welcome. I like to give hugs.
Oh, well, I actually prefer handshakes, but I like hugs too. Not everybody likes hugs, you know. Some people aren't huggers.
What do you mean? I like hugs. Everybody likes hugs, right?
No, not everybody.
What? What is wrong with them?
Oh, nothing's wrong with them. Just some people just don't like hugs.
Well, hey, person four. Person four, do you like hugs?
Hugs? Yuck. That's not for me. I prefer to give the elbow of friendship.
What do elbows have to do with friendship?
In my mind, they have everything to do with friendship. Although I don't prefer it, I guess I could offer a simple wave. Everyone seems to be okay with an elbow of friendship or a simple wave. Right, person one?
Well, I actually prefer to get a handshake, but I suppose I'm okay with giving a hug now and then. Person three?
Hug? Handshake? What kind of freak show is this? No, I don't really like those.
Wait, you don't like a hug or a handshake? Something is seriously wrong with you. Is there anything else you don't like?
Well, I don't like homework. Or long sermons at church. But if we're talking about greeting people, I prefer a fist bump.
Okay, now we're doing fist pumps. Okay, well, you know, by the way, I don't like long sermons at church either. I mean, I hate it when those ministers just go on and on and on.
I know, but in terms of greeting people, I could give an elbow of friendship. I mean, who doesn't like a good fist bump or an elbow of friendship? Right, person five?
Fist bump, elbow of friendship, those are disgusting. Who does that? I prefer a simple wave, you know, like, hi.
A wave, that's it. You couldn't do anything else?
Well, I suppose in a pinch, I could give a handshake. I mean, everyone is usually good with either a wave or a handshake, right?
Wow, this is getting complicated.
You're Unitarian Universalists.
Yes.
Well, I have an idea that can get everyone what they need. Person two, so you like hugs, but could give a fist bump.
Right.
Okay. Use hand here. Okay. And person three, you would like a fist bump, but could give the elbow of friendship.
I guess.
And person four, you prefer the elbow of friendship, but could give a simple wave.
Correct.
And person five, you like a simple wave, but could give a handshake. Yeah. And you stay there. And I will move here, and now I can give you a hug.
Okay. Thank you. And I can give you a fist pump.
And I can give you the elbow of friendship.
And I can give you a people wave.
And I can give you a handshake.
It can take a lot of work for everyone to understand what everyone else needs.
The end. Unitarian Universalist minister Reverend Doug Taylor says, covenant is the centering point of our theology. Beliefs are not the centering point. Beliefs are on the table, but they're not the center of the table. Covenant, how we are together, is the center. Covenant is not a contract. It's closer to an agreement, a vow, a promise. Yet the rules are not the point. It's the agreement to play and how to play that's the point. I've been thinking a lot about covenant this past summer as I served as the Covenant Accountability Team Chair at SUSE. Now, SUSE is the Southeastern Unitarian Universalist Summer Institute. It's a UU summer camp held the third week of July at Western Carolina University on their campus. And I was chair of their Covenant Accountability Team. And it was our first year of having such a team. So naturally, there were lots of questions directed to our team, and there were four of us, about what is the Covenant Accountability Team do? Are you like the SUSE police? What does it mean to be in and out of covenant? We had lots of questions, and they were good, valid questions. And our team did a lot of thinking about that. Now, here at UMIN, back in 2018, we as a congregation entered into a year-long process to develop new mission and vision statements. We replaced our mission statement that had been in place maybe 10 or 15 years, and we had actually never articulated a vision statement before. And during this process, we also came up with a new covenant for the congregation. And it was based upon this covenant on a set of what I would call loosely agreed upon values. Now, all of these core values, the mission, the vision, the covenant, they're all on the homepage of the website. So here are the values that can be that we came up with back in 2018. Love, connection, wonder and awe, courage, and justice. So what do those words mean to you? Do you think they mean the same to me? or the same to the person sitting next to you? I doubt we all agree on the definitions of all these terms. We are Unitarian Universalists, as person number four said earlier. So who is right and who is wrong on the definitions of these terms? Right view is part of the Noble Eightfold Path in Buddhism. And about right view, Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh writes, "Relatively speaking, there are right views and there are wrong views. But if we look more deeply, we will see that all views are wrong views. No view can ever be the truth, because it is just from a point. That's why we call it a point of view. If we go to another point, we will see things differently and realize that our first view was not entirely right." That's Thich Nhat Hanh. I think that this can give us a healthy way to look at covenant. That the covenant is not this fixed thing that's either broken or not, but that it might appear broken from one person's point of view, but not be broken from another person's point of view. And maybe both of them are right. Or perhaps, as Thich Nhat Hanh would say, maybe they are both wrong. Maybe it's a good idea to free ourselves from thinking about our covenant as this binary, that it's either whole or broken, that people are in covenant or out, right or wrong. Maybe it would be more accurate to think about our covenant as something that is put under, subjected to the everyday strains of relationships, that our covenant is constantly being pulled at, tugged upon, and that it's really never perfectly intact, yet it's not really broken either. Any two people in relationships will eventually feel stresses and conflicts in their relationship. Any congregation doing meaningful work will develop stresses and conflicts in the congregational relationships. These stresses develop when we lack understanding of what each and every person needs when they come to the congregation or in a relationship. Many people like to live by the golden rule, which could be said as, "Do unto others as you would like to have done unto you." And many religious traditions espouse the golden rule. In the book of Matthew in the New Testament, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Yet the golden rule has some assumptions built into it. The golden rule says that I should treat everyone the way I want to be treated. And that's not necessarily the case. In fact, that's usually not the case. As we saw in our skit this morning, I might like to give hugs, but not everybody likes to give hugs. They need something else. And when I'm giving them hugs, I'm not giving them what they need. And if I'm hurting and I desperately need a hug and I'm surrounded by people who don't want to give hugs, I'm not getting what I need either. It's a two-way street. The assumptions built into living by the golden rule can lead to stresses and strains in our relationships. So there's something called the platinum rule that says, treat others the way they want to be treated. Treat others the way they want to be treated. The problem with this is How do we know how other people want to be treated? We don't know when we meet people how they want to be treated. Even sometimes people we know, we don't know everything about how they want to be treated. That's the difficulty. Do they want hugs, elbows, fist pumps, waves? It's a mess. It can be a mess. And we make mistakes. And they're innocent mistakes. But we're not giving people what they need when we make those mistakes, even though they are innocent. We guess wrong. And when we don't get people what they need, it can lead to conflict and strain. So in my experience as a UU, I've heard stories, and maybe you have too, of people calling one another out, saying you're out of covenant or you're out of covenant. And I have been guilty of this too. I've been a UU for many years. I've thought about it. Yet we all have our perspectives, our views, wrong views, of what that covenant is. We all have different points of view. We have different triggers. We have different thresholds. The bottom line is this. When our covenant is put under these normal, everyday strains, we need to have the courage to have conversations about it. Conversations help people understand what one another need in the relationship. And sometimes a valid outcome is that we can't give people what they need. Sometimes what one party needs and what another party needs are mutually exclusive. I might only want hugs. Another person might only be willing to give fist pumps. That's a reality. One doesn't have to give to resign themselves to the other person if they can't do that. But a valid outcome is we have to agree to disagree, hopefully agreeably, okay? And importantly, to stay in the game after you disagree, not to take your ball and go home. The bottom line stated another way is this. The only thing that is truly out of covenant is to be unwilling to have that conversation about the strain on the covenant, to be unwilling to refuse to engage in a process of covenant accountability or possible reconciliation. This is what we came up with this summer at SUSE in our covenant accountability team after thinking deeply about covenant, that it wasn't really about the rules themselves in the covenant, but about engaging in the process. Being unwilling to engage in the process is something that is really the only thing that's out of covenant there. And actually, the spirit of our conclusion resonates with what I came upon later, Reverend Doug Taylor's words at the opening of this sermon. He says, the rules are not the point. It's the agreement to play.
Thank you.
now. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.
Joining one another in covenant is joining the unknown. Our union is going to take us where we, our mission, our vision, our life, our history, will take it. We do not know the road, yet we have committed our lives to the way. Go in peace and enjoy your week.
Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the Human Podcast. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.